Upcoming is the financial report segment of Mohawk Industries third quarter earnings conference call. Delivering this report is Frank Boykin, Mohawk Industries Chief Financial Officer.
As Jeff had mentioned, our sales for the quarter finished at $1,938,000,000, down about 4% from the quarter last year. This reflects our continuing growth in our European operations, as well as our growing U.S. commercial business, which somewhat offset the declining U.S. residential business. Our gross profit for the quarter ended up at 28.1%, flat with last year's gross profit as a percentage of net sales. SG&A expenses were $345 million, or 17.8%, compared to 17.1% last year. Dollars were flat with the slightly higher percentage of net sales, as we were impacted in this ratio by lower sales this year. Operating income as a percent of net sales came in at 10.4%. Our margin would have actually been higher at 11%, which would have been even with last year, without the $14 million charge for plant closings that Jeff had mentioned. Interest and other expense was $37 million. Interest was down $7 million for the quarter compared to last year. And then in addition, last year's third quarter included a benefit of $9 million from customs refunds. We received no benefits in 2007. Our income tax expense for the quarter was $42 million. This reflects a tax rate for the quarter of 25.6% compared to last year's tax rate of 31.7%. The taxes were lower this year due to the implementation of a couple of European tax strategies. We expect that our future tax rate will be around 26% in both the fourth quarter and future periods. However, it will be impacted by the mix of our business in both Europe and the U.S. Earnings per share came in at $1.78, which was down 5% from last year. Earnings per share were impacted negatively 13 cents a share from the plant closings that Jeff had discussed. And then in addition, the customs impact last year benefited earnings by 8 cents a share. As we move into 2008, I would like to remind everyone that we would expect lower intangible asset amortization of approximately $20 million next year. And also remember that this amortization is not tax deductible. We expect to continue to pay debt down, which will continue to reduce our interest expense next year. And then, as I just mentioned, we expect our tax rate year over year to be favorable in 2008 compared to 2007, with 2008 probably running around 26%. If we look at the Mohawk segment, sales in this segment finished at $1,077,000,000 for the quarter, down 13%, reflecting the softness in the residential business. Operating income at $77 million was 7.2% of sales, down due primarily to volume decline and due to the plant shutdown. Plant shutdowns reduced earnings by $8.4 million. Before the shutdowns, the margin would have been 7.9%. Dowtow sales finished at $497 million, down slightly at 0.8% from last year. The residential decline was offset by gains in commercial. Operating income at Dowtow was $63 million, or 12.7%. Margins would have been flat to last year at 13.8% if we had excluded the shutdown for the plant operations in the Dowtow segment. Shutdown cost was $5.8 million. Uniland sales were $378 million, up 29% from last year. If we look at this on a constant exchange rate basis, the growth would have been 22%. In addition, I'd like to remind everyone that we included about 6 weeks of Columbia's results in our operations for the third quarter, representing about 7% of the growth rate. Operating income for the segment came in at $71 million, or 18.8% of net sales. Operating income was impacted favorably by about $4.5 million due to foreign exchange. The corporate and elimination segment included an operating income loss of about $10 million, and we would expect the total loss for the year to be in the range of $30 to $35 million. If we look at the balance sheet, receivables came in at $959 million, about flat with last year, with our days in receivables at 42.8 days. Inventories came in at $1,298 million. Included in that number is about $65 million related to the Columbia inventories. Our inventory turns for the quarter were about 4.1 times, down slightly from 4.2 times last year. Fixed assets at $1,009,000 included capital expenditures of $37 million and depreciation and amortization of $75 million. We're estimating total capital expenditures for the year to be $200 million with depreciation and amortization at about $305 million. And then long-term debt was $2,464 million with our debt to capitalization ratio improving to 36.7%. And our debt to EBITDA ratio for the trailing four quarters running at about 2.2 times. Jeff?
Thank you.
You've just heard Frank Boykin, Mohawk Industries Chief Financial Officer, deliver the financial report from the company's third quarter earnings conference call. This is Flow Radio.